I'm probably going to have to go in a minute, but I'll leave the recording going.
Can you leave your mic going as well?
No, because I'll be down still. We literally no point. You'll hear the fan of my computer.
Can we listen to your poo?
No, the wire's really short.
Damn. Can't do it right now.
No.
Get a bucket.
It would be great pre-roll.
Can we watch this film called Super Hell 3 Dreams of Horror? Robert Zadarin is in it and he plays a character called Granny Bob.
Manny, how good are our internet at your location?
Mine?
Yeah.
Peachy?
Because everyone keeps breaking up every once in a while.
Really?
It might be your internet guy, because they didn't break up right now for me. I don't know.
Yeah. Also, I speak in a very interrupted fashion.
Okay, so you... End one word halfway through and then finish it with the other half of another word.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm. And I stop sentences in the middle of something and then I go, cats? Meow. 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 Tommy, make a cat sound.
No, you're making all the cat sounds.
Meow. Do it, Tommy!
Tommy!
The soundboard app will not...
This is all three of us are rubbing against Tommy's legs right now. We're just very sick cats.
We are dressed like furry, so we're just yiffing him right now.
Have we stopped in a podcast?
Fucking, let's just say that we did.
Yeah, let's just say we did.
Hello and welcome to fucking hell, it's hot today.
Yeah, I'm Andre Ritsu. I won't be on the entire episode, but I'm here right now.
Yeah.
That's a good sermon.
I hate it. Now we have Tommy here.
Started for real.
Yes, we have.
Started now.
Fuck it.
Oh, geez. Started with cat sounds. It was the best.
It was the best of sounds.
It was.
Was the worst of sounds? It was the best of sounds.
Tommy,
it was cat sounds.
Tommy, do you have a name?
Tommy,
what's your name?
People tell me I do, but...
Hey, Tommy, what's your
Please
name?
Please allow him to introduce himself.
I am.
I'm a man of wealth and taste.
You've been around for a long, long year. It's really work. You've been around for about a year in this podcast.
No, yeah. I don't
it's time to copy and paste. This is me. Hey, how are you doing? How is everyone doing? I haven't been here in, 2 weeks.
Well, no, last week. We skipped out last week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
that went awkward really quick.
Yeah, last week we just didn't record because no one was around. Like, everyone simultaneously forgot.
Maddie was around.
I was around.
He's always around.
I could have done one myself. Hey, Owen.
He's the tumbleweed that tumbles.
I will tumble you the fuck up, son.
He does have a tumbler.
Yeah, he does have a tumbler. Maddie-shoestring.tumblr.com.
It's pretty dumb.
I think we're doing the pitching and stuff a bit too early.
Yeah, because people get bored around
that. Well, we're already at the closing.
Let me introduce my favorite motherfucking person, right? He's short. He has no hair. He smells a little bit like poo.
No.
He is wearing a teddy bear costume.
That can only mean one guy.
He's holding an iPad.
Oh, shit!
It's Adam Owen. Say hello.
Hello.
Adam.
Hello.
Oh, you're so cute in your little teddy bear costume.
I don't have a teddy bear costume.
You fucking do.
You do now.
I would buy you.
Took his meds.
I will buy you one.
I did win a cuddly pug when I was in Blackpool.
A cuddly pug?
Pug.
It has a little waistcoat on, and it has cards and dice.
A real one?
Well, I don't think they're real, but you get the idea.
I know a real dog.
No, I didn't win a real dog.
Why would they? What? But you need a pug, though. You need a pug. You need it in your life.
There's a Kickstarter for a pug-only version of Hamlet.
I have seen that.
Yeah, everyone I've shown to has been like, oh, well, we should all contribute to this, and then no one does.
Of course not.
I think yeah, two people have contributed to it.
It's well, the opposite effect of Shaq Fu. Yeah.
Well, it's what happens when everyone spends all of their money on making sure a guy makes potato salad.
Yeah, my emoji is free.
And that Shaq Fu 2 exists.
Yeah. Shaq 2 Fu, I think it's these sort of Kickstarters that makes me think. So, Kickstarter has to end at some point.
Yeah, that and the film Maker Man that did
When the most popular Kickstarters around are the ones making fun of the very concept of a creative vision.
Yeah, I think the potato salad one is basically Kickstarter's endgame.
I mean, now people are just using it to beg for money now. That's basically what they're doing.
Which
get on that money
train. I was just about to say, which means that it's time to get on Kickstarter.
Yeah. Right. Paul did Kickstarter for us to all go and have a barbecue together.
No.
How could anyone in good conscience try to create more of this?
Listen. Okay, so yeah, it's like, oh, hey, give us $25,000 for the soundboard app. And then we like have stretch goals. So like at $50,000, it's like we will record all the sound at the barbecue.
Whoa.
See?
$100,000, we can buy a van.
Yeah,
or no, we can buy a bus. Polish bus.
We would call it the mystery machine.
You buy buses.
Yeah,
and then we tour. Yeah, and then we wear dog costumes, but that's like a lower tier. We already get the dog costumes from previous years.
Yeah.
And then with the bus, we tour the worst parts of the Balkans.
So the entire Balkans?
A Pontine world tour.
Yeah, but mostly the Balkans.
That's the official name. Pontine World Tour, mostly the Balkans.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where all our fans are.
Yeah, our last show will be in Kosovo, which I'm assuming we're going to die.
I mean...
We just got to open up a fucking van, like a bus, and start talking about being homosexuals. Yeah, I don't think it's going to go very well.
Oh my, no.
I'm more worried about some dormant landmines, if anything.
But
gay people can step on landmines too.
No, they can't.
Haven't you heard?
I mean, have you seen how light their loafers are?
That's a very good point.
Yes. Adam Owen.
Yeah?
What's inside your nose right now?
Air, because I have to breathe out of my nose.
Whoa. Do you have anything in there that's a
bit more... fancy, Adam Owen?
So what?
Having all of the air?
Yeah.
It's fun for us.
Yeah. Hey, I am blue like a smurf for not being able to breathe. Fucking Adam Owen.
Someone's also trying to not get infected by airborne viruses.
Yeah, like air AIDS.
That's what I'm naming my next Plague Inc.
Can that be the best transition into Plague Inc. we have? Because yes, I want to talk about that. It's the most fun game I've played.
Jeez.
Yeah, I covered the world in Ubisoft yesterday and they killed the world.
So far, every single time I've played it, I can't do anything other than Springles. Because
you have to take Springles.
Whether he's a parasite or a fungi or a virus, it just seems appropriate.
Well, let's be honest, he is a fun guy.
There's actually a Plague Inc. on Steam right now.
I think it's not very good, apparently.
It's only early access.
I think there are many versions of it.
It looks quite alright. Like, it looks like the same game, but like, there's a 3D map and there's more abilities and stuff for your virus and stuff.
Isn't it also going to be on Xbox One?
Is it? I don't know. It's called Plague Inc. Evolved or something, and it I was interested, but then again, it's early access.
Yeah, it is. Great. I remember being one of the indie games that Microsoft was showing off at E3.
Oh, killer app time. Killer app, guys.
It's as well as Freaks, which...
killer app because it kills everyone. You know, like a virus.
Also, the differences from the original are cooperative and competitive multiplayer. We can kill people together.
Which I think is a pretty fun idea. Like, having two different viruses to compete to who kills the most is kind of a fun concept.
Yes,
it is. 3D world and disease models, city cams, street-level images of the world.
That's horrific.
That I care less about. Because, honestly, the reason I'm enjoying playing is because I can just look at the world map.
Well, I think the idea would be that you get, a video feed of, Slovakia breaking down.
People
choking and bleeding out of their sockets.
They should just use the stock footage from like history.
No outbreak.
Yeah, that's too sure.
Dustin Hoffman on a loop.
Yeah,
let's just have footage from Outbreak and Contagion in the first Fallout game.
Or a body scanner that shows how evolutions impact the human body.
That's pretty cool.
That's sexy.
And end game replays. Government priority indicators and new stats and graphs. So yeah, I can't wait until this game gets out of early access and then I can play it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know if it is going to come out of early access.
Is this one of those games?
I hear it might be one of those games. I just intend on staying there and.
But if it has a confirmed release on a console. Microsoft going to have to come up with their own early access program for Xbox One.
No, because it's just using early access on Steam as an excuse to be able to push out updates an entire time and not taking any flack if there's an issue. They'll do the same on Xbox One. They just won't call it early access, probably.
Yeah,
I was leaning to pay
$10,000 per update.
To be fair, they are updating every month, and they are constantly giving updates on what's going on.
I think the $10,000 update it no longer applies on Xbox, starting by Xbox One, thankfully.
Yeah.
But yeah, if it comes out of early access, or if it turns out to just be a really damn good game, I would definitely get a PC version because I'm loving the iOS version. I've been playing that so much the last few days. It's been the only thing I've been playing, actually. I bought fucking Stronghold HD the other day on Steam, and I haven't even booted it up yet because I'm just busy playing.
But boot that game up.
Well, I think the thing is that with Plague Inc.,
Plagues in Stronghold.
That's true.
But you can get through a map pretty quickly. As in, you can just sort of because when I was on a trip home, I think I'd have to go on the multiple trains, and each train time I went on, it was always a new virus.
I keep making my virus too deadly, so it kills everyone before it infects everyone.
Right.
So it's your virus killed itself. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Everyone in Greenland's such a prick.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, amazing. Why can't they just get infected and start throwing up?
Greenland and Brazil are the worst.
Madagascar.
Brazil, I never usually have any problems with. It's...
Yeah, isn't Madagascar the infamous one?
Really, for me, it's been Brazil and Greenland.
For me, it's usually Greenland and either Greenland, Brazil, or no, not Brazil, Madagascar or New Zealand.
Yeah, because they aren't big countries and they are islands, so they don't just wander there.
I mean, Greenland is the fact that it's you require the highest cold level to spread it quickly there.
Yeah,
but it's a very fun strategic game. Like killing people is rarely as fun as this.
I mean,
so, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good?
Yeah.
Or something?
Yeah. We should give every single murderer this game just so that they can get something out of this.
System, yeah. I mean, Adam hasn't killed for a week.
I can confirm that I haven't killed anyone in the previous week.
It's so effective. He has, usually he comes to me every night like, I've killed again. And he just... I have to bury the bodies, and he just smears blood all over my walls and just writes, Naughty Boy Adam, all over my walls. And I'm just so fucking sick of it at this point. Fucking Adam Owen.
At least you have something to do in the free time.
Yeah.
You get some exercise.
Yeah, it's true. I mean,
for God's sake, be grateful for a second.
I'm glad that, serial killer Adam Owen is in my life, but, he takes liberties. Ooh, I have a cool game to talk about.
It's not Thoda.
Oh, okay. Even though
I'm intrigued. Go on.
What is it?
Go on.
Maddie? Oh, the fact that he was going to talk about game was Dota killed him.
I hit the mute button again.
Good!
Shut up. Dota is awesome, though. Okay, I have been playing The Return to Form Age of Wonders 3.
Oh.
It is very, very good.
That's good.
It's have you played the Wonders games?
I played Age of Wonders 2, Age of Shadow... No, oh, what's that one?
I think Shadow Magic.
Yeah, it was really good. I liked it a lot.
It's... I hit a TV somewhere. Okay, it's a lot like 2. You can build cities still, and you can build roads and stuff. And, you know, it's mostly the same, except a little bit in how you level up.
But, is the auto combat still there?
Yes.
Oh, good. So I didn't like the combat.
Yeah, and a big thing, actually, they changed the combat to, you know, in Shadow Magic, you know, the Edge of Wonders 2, there was a lot of missing. Like, hits didn't connect.
Yeah.
It just kept, you know, archers not being able to hit shit worth anything. But
before we continue, just to clarify for the kids out there, Age of Wonders is essentially a response to Heroes of Might and Magic. It's a turn-based strategy game that focuses on building your cities and your castles and armies with a hero leading them. Very much like Heroes, but more in a more slow-paced and a bit more...
The battles aren't as locked down. I don't know.
Yeah. And you know, like I said, like I play with all my battles on just auto battle mode, which just kills them off easily.
Cool. But Age of Wonders 3, they have every hit, every attack hits, but it's the defense and stuff. It's how much damage it does. So you can hit three shots, but they all do one damage. So it's not constant miss all the time. And it's also, there's some strategic things like if you attack them from behind, you get a flanking bonus and stuff. So they did a lot of cool stuff to make the combat a lot better. It's cool.
That is nice. I was hoping it'd be good because I missed the franchise overall.
Yeah, I was. So, yeah. It's one of my all-time favorite games here. So when I saw they announced a 3, I just pooped a little bit inside.
That's good.
I was very excited. And it's really good. Really, really good. Really good. You should buy it. You should get it. You should play it. You know how you play, when you play just a single battle, you know, single, map, I mean.
Yeah.
They are, you have like, you know, you pick a map, like normal, but there's also a, randomly generated mode now.
That's cool.
So you never quite know what's happening.
Well, that's nice. Would you say, like, compared to the recent Heroes games, which would you say is better?
Well, the recent Heroes games have been shit.
No, they haven't.
The most recent one did not make me happy at all. But I would say that Age of Wonders 3 is better.
That's nice. I like Heroes 6, it's fine, but it wasn't as good as, say, Heroes 4, 3, or 2, but yeah.
Yeah, it's.
Hey, what about 5?
It's fucking.
Well, it was sort of on par with 5.
Are you kidding me? 5 is like the best thing since 3.
No.
I have to. Yeah.
4 is better than 5.
Of course it is.
Bullshit.
5's maps are super small and the game is too slow, which is two very weird opposite issues.
I didn't like it.
Heroes 4 sucks, but before you start playing it multiplayer only, because it against AI, Heroes 4 is shit. Unlike Heroes 3, which is actually kind of fun against AI, but when you start playing against other players, Heroes 4 becomes a wonder to play.
What about?
And it took me like 10 years to realize that.
What about Heroes 7? No, there is no 7. B, I'm sure though.
Basically, all the Heroes games are good. Like the best one to me is 2, but
I think 3 is my favorite.
Two is my favorite because I've had the most fun units to play around with. Three has the same units, but they're sort of nerfed and changed some.
Three
and
has...
really, you can't have the vampires that don't go blah when they attack. Come on.
Three has a really good Greek mythology-inspired map.
Yeah, well, really the maps good. The maps are great in Heroes 3. That okay. I will give them.
The music is great. The units are great. Looks great. I mean, this Heroes 3 is... if there ever... if somehow there was ever a situation where I could only play only one game and nothing else till the end of my life, I would pick Heroes 3. Like,
that's not a bad pick, actually. I'd probably go with like Civilization or something, but yeah, that's would be a second one.
I'll go for Roller Coaster Tycoon 3.
I'll go with Minecraft.
That's also a good one, actually.
I would go for Dota.
That's not a good one.
That's not a good one. If you're the last person alive, there's no one to play against.
I'll play with bots. No, I would not go Dota with bots. No, okay, it's only me and the Russians left. I would not go Dota either.
I'd also
play Freeze for the rest of my life. I know I could keep myself happy with that.
But Heroes 6 was basically Heroes 5 with better maps, but with like less fun units.
I tried the demo for 6, and I just...
I will say this. I beta tested Heroes 6, and well, the multiplayer is great. Yeah, just like in every Heroes game. It probably has the worst campaign ever of any Heroes game.
If you're playing Heroes
for the single player, then yes, don't even touch Heroes 6.
Yeah, and that's what I do as well. I don't... unless it's Dota, I don't play multiplayer. Because Dota's really sport.
I sort of only play Heroes for multiplayer at this point. Because I don't really care about the new timeline anyway. Because Heroes 5 restarted the timeline, and it's just not interesting to me. Although I do want to get into Might and Magic 10 Legacy. I haven't gone around to it yet.
Yes, but I mean, couldn't we just all get along and play Tetris?
Play what?
Tetris.
Tetris. Oh.
Speaking of Tetris, there's a pretty interesting spin on that.
Is it 99 bits?
Yeah.
It's fantastic. I love it.
Oh, yeah. You sounded so British there.
I only ever do that when I'm actually excited about something.
Yeah, so actually you talk about it, because you'll be more articulate than I will.
Well, it sort of takes the same concept of Tetris, but it does it in a way that it's not the same game at all, because you have to create a giant tower, but so you can have... Sorry.
It's in reverse?
No. Is it constructy?
You know how in Tetris the idea is that you have just this box and you can't, and you have to put all the Tetris blocks in there.
I am familiar
with
the game.
Then you create a line.
Yeah.
You can't create a line.
Have you heard of the game Tetris?
You have to create as tall a tower as possible using these blocks.
Okay.
However, they don't stick together unless you get a certain power up. But you can only use it one time.
Is it physics?
Yes.
Okay.
As in, sometimes the wind will come in and blow it off, but the idea is that if you make one that is leaning to the left, it's just going to fall over.
I bet you lean to the left.
Yeah, and you lose a life and you only have 3 lives.
It's sort of like Jenga.
Oh, okay. You could have said it's
those sort of physics.
But you're building up. Oh, okay. You're building a Jenga tower.
With Tetris blocks.
With Tetris blocks.
Cool.
You can use magic to help you, such as something that will just make the Tetris blocks stick. Or something that will help give you more gold coins that you can use to upgrade yourself.
Adam, magic isn't real.
Yes, it is.
Shut up. You're a magical boy.
Did you guys ever play Bumptress, I think it was called?
I played Tetris.
It was a Tetris game where you had bombs as well?
I don't think so.
Was it blocks?
I did bust a move.
That's nothing like Tetris.
I know. But I was being Nintendo man.
I have played Fallout 2.
Oh shit.
Oh, but wait! There was a cool Tetris game on Nintendo 64 that was in 3D. It was a first person block thing. Like you had to put the block on a sphere instead of a box. I can't remember what it was called now though, and I need to look this up. It was called
Round something. Tetris.
Tetris Sphere. That was easy. Tetris Sphere is that game was cool. It was basically it's a first person Tetris game. That's the best way to describe it.
Oh dear, oh dear. Give me a beer.
They should put that on the Oculus Rift.
Oh, I only want one for the Oculus Rift.
Me too, Elite.
No, that is Euro Truck Simulator 2.
Oh, it's going to be so good. I saw a video of a guy playing it.
He was backing out now. Oh.
He was all like, after a hard day of work, I'm really going to look forward to coming home and playing this.
Adam, please tell me that
this guy's work is driving trucks. So he just comes home and like, time to relax.
Adam Owen, agree with me. Euro Truck Sim 2 is a pretty good game.
Yeah, Euro Sim Truck 2 is legit.
It's hella legit.
Although, when I went to the YouTube comments of that video, it kind of infuriated me. I know it's rare for YouTube comments to hear you, but yeah, because someone was like, "Why don't you just ride a real truck?"
Like,
you what, mate?
They cost a lot of money.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, and if you fuck up, bad things happen.
Yes, it's very seldom you're allowed to smash into a bunch of grannies with a truck in real life.
But your truck simulator too is. It says it's a simulator, and it is a pretty good one, but it's still a very abridged part of that entire trucking career.
It would be very boring to drive the entire road.
People go like, why are you playing guitar? Look, they're real guitar. Well, if I wanted to do that, I would do that. I'm playing guitar because I like rhythm games.
Yeah. It's nothing like playing a guitar. It's playing with one string guitar, where for some reason, putting the finger on the upper part.
If you try to transcribe any of your guitar playing habits into the game, it will assume that you're failing at the game.
Yeah. Unless you're playing Rock Band 3's pro mode, which was just confusing.
Oh.
You actually used a real guitar, and it was a cool idea, but no one played it.
Does that mean everyone who plays Rocksmith has no idea how to play guitar?
Well, Rocksmith is different, I guess. That's more of a learning tool.
Ah, okay.
I just think that Vid should become a real counter-terrorist.
Yeah, exactly. Come on.
Come on, Vid. You have to stop those people from
buying a real $900 knife or whatever.
Yeah.
$900? Jesus Christ, man. What do you think I spend on video games?
You fucking would.
Okay, look.
You would.
No, I wouldn't.
If we look through your history, that's the cumulative amount.
Explain
your knife. Defend this for us.
No, okay, look. So I spent 166 European euros. Right?
And that's not US dollars. That's euros.
Yeah. Yes. It's not quite pounds, but it's more than a dollar. Anyway. I have like three friends, right, that also have knives in Counter-Strike. We play together very often.
Sure.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
Are you saying
they all have 200 plus euro knives.
Why don't you just do some drugs instead?
And two of them are shattered. So you have interacted with them.
Human
How does
scum.
That make you feel?
I've played with them, I think.
Hmm? You're the only one we know who has spent money on this far.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Okay, Adam, first of all, you have seen a movie that's bad for money.
I mean, I shouldn't be judging Vid.
You should.
Because I've spent real life money on stupid stuff like that as well, I guess.
Yes. Is it real stuff?
You just spend it on real stuff, which society thinks is better, but I don't think it is.
No, like, I spent money buying digital cards, so, yeah.
Yeah.
And like, not Steam cards. But, I did actually buy, like, two Steam cards to finish one badge.
I'm like level 37, I think.
I don't know what level I am. I don't really care.
No, I'm level 46 now.
But I spent real life money and quite a bit of it on Love Live School Idol Festival to get some character cards for that. 2 months ago, like, how much did I spend? That's just expensive. Probably about the same as you spend on your damn knife. But I got, like, I don't know, 30, 40 cards out of that, so I think I won.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, Andrea, you are level 13.
Oh, okay.
You own 293 games.
That sounds accurate.
You have made 5 reviews.
That's probably accurate, too.
Oh, yeah. Let's read some more stats.
No, that's not.
There are 15 games in your wish list.
I added one or two yesterday, I think.
Oh, fuck it. Let's look at that wish list.
Oh, great.
Might and Magic X.
That's one of your...
really want to play that, don't you?
War of the Human Tanks.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
That's probably going to be good when you buy it eventually.
Go Nippon, my first trip to Japan. Sakura Spirit.
Oh, shit, I put that on there?
Yes, and Magical Battle Festa.
Yes, that game sounds awesome.
It's a fighting game. You have the shittest games on your list.
I have Civilization Beyond Earth. Shut up.
Shut up. No. Oh, yes, you did. Yes, but you also have Call of Blops 2.
Yeah, Blops 2 is great.
And Revengeance.
That's a great game, too.
Long Live the Queen.
Yeah, that's probably a good game.
Age of Empires 3. Eh, it's not that good. Wow.
I haven't played it, but
it's really expensive. $37.
It really is. Yeah, it's stupidly expensive. That's why I haven't bought it.
Jesus. I played. I did not like it very much.
I heard that the expansion pack makes it much better and actually, you know, adds back Pacific Rim Victory Conditions. So I want to get the gold version.
Pool swimming.
I played a whole bunch of Age of Empires 2 with you people.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
Yes. I lost all the time.
I schooled.
I never know what to do in the late game.
I schooled the fuck out of Vid with my brilliant strategy.
Yes.
We were playing on a map.
It was large islands.
Sam kicked my ass in it.
We each had an island to ourselves. And so I was just, you know, we were just building bases, making docks. Yeah, chilling out, maxing, relaxing all the while, making some docks and fishing boats, etc.
I shot a few arrows.
Actually going for a rhyme list to change the first
end. No. That would require effort.
Yeah.
Do I look like the effort man?
You're too fat.
No. Anyway. He just sort of, at some point, I guess he had a transport ship, put a villager and some units, on my island. I didn't notice because I didn't have anything there and there's a fog of war. He just built like a wall, a couple of sentry towers and put an entire army behind a gate there. And most of my units were basically wasted trying to get in there.
He sounded so surprised when I did it.
Because we were joking about it, like, because we were talking the entire time on Steam voice chat, and we were sort of like joking about it. Oh yeah, what if I just like leave like a couple of your troops? Oh, a few of my troops are on your island, man. It's gonna be great. And yeah, he actually does it.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Me and Sam was playing a game, and I used to have it so. Delete was taking screenshots. Since that's not really useful when you play a game where you can delete stuff, I changed it to insert.
Yeah.
And I was playing Age of Empires 2 and a glitch happened. My sprite for the town hall sort of fucked up. I was like, oh, I gotta take a screenshot of that. So I clicked on a town hall, hit delete.
Oh no. And
in the first 2 minutes of the game.
Oh my.
That self-destructs the unit.
And you can't rebuild the town hall until the third age of the game. Of course not. So I'm sitting there like, oh, I guess I better build a barrack and spend everything on my units. And just
tanks so ambush Sam.
And then, of course, that's fine. I could have won.
No.
Except Sam then goes into second age. And at that point, your men-at-arms are useless.
Pretty much. I mean, just hide inside the town square as well.
Yeah, but like, doesn't help me win because he's still building.
I mean, no, he could have done it. Tier one does shit all against buildings.
Yeah.
His villagers could have taken you down.
Ah, man.
Hey,
that was the last time I played Eternal Place 2 this week. Last week.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yeah, we play with you guys. Well, Vid to be exact. And Sam.
Yeah.
And my brother.
Yeah.
So, that was fun.
Who is a cunt?
I kicked my brother's ass as well, so.
That
was good.
He killed me so fast.
Yes, he did. Two times.
I really need to like look up guides on how to play this thing in the late game.
I just built a unit. You need to build siege. You can't just attack my fucking village and not have a plan to take out the building. Hey, I'm gonna build a big army. What's this? A building? Oh, it's shooting at me. What do I do?
Oh no, I'm confused. You gotta go back to Counter-Strike where I can point at things.
With guns.
And then they die.
Yeah. Okay. But not often.
Oh. I would like to see more games try and do the whole RTS combined with FPS thing like Command & Conquer Renegade did.
You mean like...
Evolve?
Natural Selection.
Natural Selection, that.
I'm not sure.
I like the style of game a lot, actually.
Yeah, it's a tricky one.
I have never played it. It sounds like it would work all right.
If you have people that work together, which they don't always do.
Oh, I want to get a Wii again in a battalion. Oh wait, the Wii doesn't have online anymore. I was gonna say I wanted to get a Wii in Battalion Wars 2 so we could play multiplayer, but we can't do that anymore. Damn you, Nintendo!
Oh, speaking of Nintendo, is Adam here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh.
Right now I'm still playing Plague Inc., but this time it's the Simian Flu expansion.
Oh. Cool. I love
that. Is that the Dawn of the Planet of the Apes expansion?
Yeah.
What?
Okay. Yeah,
get loads of
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes expansion.
Because the thing is...
The strategy is now choosing when the apes are going to evolve.
Okay.
As in, you need to get everyone on Earth sick so that they can't fight the apes.
Yeah.
Otherwise, well, this is going to be the worst.
The thing is here, Adam, I wanted you present because I have a very important question for Vid. And
okay.
I also want you to be present.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
She's going to be here for me.
Okay, Vid.
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of storm?
Ooh. I'm going to have to go with...
And that goes on for 2 more minutes.
Yes?
You could have warned me in advance, I would have brought some white gloves and shit.
What?
Oh.
I just. I mean,
I haven't heard that in a while.
I hear it every time I play with Vid.
Yeah.
I should play more games with Vid.
With me and Vid, to be precise.
Just go on literally any server on Counter-Strike 1.6 or Source. Like, they all have that as an intro.
I don't get why is that song so popular with esport people?
I don't know, but it's so ubiquitous.
It's so popular with Dota too.
I don't know.
It's like one of the stretch goals for the compendium, for the international championship, has been to like, hey, if we hit this goal, then you know Darude will come
and do sandstorms at us.
Probably.
He might be 40 now. We don't know.
No one checked.
Is he still alive?
Who knows? Come find out.
Did he ever exist?
It was just the Illuminati all along.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's such a good song.
I do miss playing Counter-Strike.
I am the best at it, right? Vid is such a scrub. He refuses to get on my level.
I cannot no-scope. Because that's pretty stupid.
All the cool kids play the Global Offensive now, and I don't really know how to play that.
you shoot guns at people until they die.
That's hard.
Yeah, it is.
1.6 was easier.
I mean, if you only know like Call of Duty style shooting mechanics, it is quite hard.
Well, I don't.
What's Call of Duty style shooting mechanics? You point at things you want to get shot and press fire to shoot.
You simpleton, Tom.
You casual.
You do not know.
So how do you complicate something as simple as pull trigger to shoot?
Recoil patterns.
Let me hear about it.
Because in Call of Duty, there's like a cone of fire, you see, where like bullets randomly spread in a sort of cone pattern. Yes. Well, in Counter-Strike, there's like when you spray, there's like a set recoil pattern. You know, if you just look at a wall.
I know what recoil is.
Yes, yeah. And if you just look at a wall and shoot at it without moving the mouse, it will always make the same thing. And controlling that spray so that you can, you know, spray at someone and hit the thing is pretty good. Then another thing about shooting people in Counter-Strike Global Offensive, Tommy, is that you have to, like, find cover and sort of, like, not like, you know, you would in a third-person shooter pop out of cover and shoot. You have to move left and right.
You're talking about taking cover, not shooting.
You can't move too much left or right because the aim is all fucked up.
Yes.
I think the biggest difference between COD and a Counter-Strike shooter, though, which I like both styles, is that it's the lack of aim assist and stuff like that. Because really, Counter-Strike's aim assist is very useful and very OP in a lot of ways, which I like.
It compensates for being a console shooter.
In some ways, yes, because like you have those snap to enemy thing. Like if aim is even close to the enemy and you go into iron sights, you snap to the enemy, which is great. But that wouldn't work.
I don't think I ever used aim assist ever. Like I always turn that stuff off.
That is good. Good man, Toby. You win an award.
Can you even turn it off in the console versions?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Fully.
I assume you could, since it's part of the tutorial at the start of the game.
Jesus.
But that stuff is another thing that's part of the game. But over this, they shoot very differently. It's the same thing as in an arena shooter, you sort of don't want any kind of recoil, like in Quake or Unreal, like fuck realism there, because it's just...
That's because it's about movement.
Yeah, that's all about movement and jumping around and stuff like that. And then there's the open space shooters like Flight Sims stuff. They have, well, they're very different, but like they. Shooting is different in every game.
Vehicle shooters are like Mech Warrior. That's.
Oh my god! I want a new Mech Warrior.
Like Mech Warrior, how do you even describe? Because it's very lumbering, you know.
Mech Warrior is a very weird game to describe. How you shoot the movement?
It's basically imagine you have a 1,000 health and you have to shoot the other guy for 2 minutes until he dies.
It's like, first of all, the movement. Imagine you have two different tanks stacked on top of each other. You need to control both. That's movement in Mech Warrior.
Yeah, I mean, like twisting around and you move and twist the torso and it's just... I wanted to make one mech that can twist 360 degrees. That would be fun.
I think you can do that, and maybe not make one online, but at least some of the older ones, because you can definitely... You can move entirely backwards and use fire.
Cool.
And of course, like, and then you have, like, there's a fire all weapons. There's, like, having different weapon tiers and which ones you have active on the same fire button. Like, do you want to fire two lasers and one
rail
at the same time? Oh, yes, heat man. The fact that you can just have the mech literally, they destroyed this specific weapon on you.
Or they could just destroy, they can hit a part of you and the ammo explodes, or just... You can overheat so disastrously that you just
And this blow, is why Hawken sucks.
That seems very...
Because it has none of this.
Doesn't it really? Is it just arcade shooter with a robot in it?
I was really disappointed in Hawken. Hawken is an arcade shooter, which is fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. But it's also too slow for an arcade shooter. Like it has a very boring, very gray aesthetic. So it's not fun to look at.
I do like.
It's too slow for a fast-paced shooter, but it's not complex enough to make the slow pace interesting. It's just. Hey, we took the most formulaic shooter ever, and added jetpacks and a heads-up display that makes it look like you're in a Mac.
That sounds sort of fun, though. Still,
I could not get into it. I have said I'm going to try it again because I haven't played it since over a year ago when it was in beta, and it's still in beta, I think. But I have it installed on Steam, and I'm going to give it a new chance. But I was very disappointed, and it's also one of those games where you're expected to put money into buying your mechs, which, fair enough, I can get behind that to an extent, but...
MechWar Online didn't do that too badly.
That's the thing, MechWar Online does that, but they always have four different types of mechs that circle around that are good, that you can pick free.
Yeah.
And the stuff you get from playing the game free and using those mechs to get your own mechs, as long as you're decent at the game, which I'm not, but if I were, just getting one kill gets you a lot of points to get your max, which you have forever. So yeah, they did solve that. There's still premium only items, which I'm not a big fan of, but you know, it's better than a game like. Actually, I haven't played many bad free-to-play games because I always look it up before I play them, so I can't think of a good example.
How's like World of Tanks and stuff?
Oh, World of Tanks is great.
Is it?
I heard it's free-to-win because you have golden ammo.
It's not. It's
golden ammo that you can buy that is objectively better than normal ammo.
I think they took that out like over a year ago.
Oh, that's cool then.
Yeah, because they've been very adamant about not being pay-to-win. Like, there are a few premium tanks you can buy. But those premium tanks aren't better than the other tanks. They're just different tanks. They're rare.
Yeah, fair enough.
And of course, you want to have cool? You can pay for like aesthetics and stuff. But why would you do that when you can mod the game? The game is moddable. I have mods. I have games, so
other people can see them.
Who cares? Because if I have my mod on, I'm not gonna see their stuff anyway.
Well, everyone doesn't want to be an anime princess like you.
Well, yeah, which is fine, but I can be one.
Yeah, fuck you though.
Yeah, World Tanks is great. World Tanks and MechWar Online were like the only two free to play games I played for a long while, and then Star Conflict and War Thunder for a bit. War Thunder is pretty good.
I like the name.
Yeah, it's you fly planes and you shoot people.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
Hey, Vid.
Yeah.
I would love to strafe your house and fire explosive rounds into it.
Strafe it.
Yeah.
In an armored vehicle.
I like that. That's the part you have a problem with.
In a plane.
Oh, okay then.
I would go. Pew, pew, pew,
how
pew,
could
pew,
you strafe pew. In a plane though? It only goes forward and back.
It's not. Fuck.
The idea of a
I will
plane
get a
strafing.
Helicopter. It's called strafe. A strafing run is when you fly over and shoot something.
I'm imagining a plane just moving from side to side all the time.
Hey, Adam, I'm gonna fly over and shoot
you. You could do that in Sonic Adventure.
Oh fuck.
Oh yeah, you could.
Okay.
Basically, what you want to do is create a plane that is to the exact specifications of what Tails created in Sonic Adventure.
You want the tornado.
Andrea, I'm just going to have to say this, that Adam Owen is already dangerously close to having autism already.
You're the one designing Sonic planes.
Do not bring up Sonic with him. See what he's doing. See,
Maddie's custom Sonic planes.
He's just gibbering. He's drawing fan art. It's fan porn. It's all me and Vid. It's very upsetting. It's very upsetting.
He just does that all the time.
Yeah, I mean, he showed me a drawing last ride, and it was just
the
Vid
only way you know about this
face.
Is by spying on me with your Sonic plane.
Shut up.
If the US government had drones that were shaped like planes from Sonic.
That'd be the best thing.
Adam, I know where you live. I will come there and shut you up, son.
I've decided how you're going to come round. You're going to come round in your egg carrier. And you're just going to shout, I'm going to get that hedgehog, and I'm just going to have to run.
But you can't run.
I'm going to run not slow. I'm not going to run at a medium pace. I'm going to go fast.
No. You've got to go fast.
To have a loop-de-loop in the middle of my road. I might run through it.
Yes, but halfway you're going to stop and run back because you forgot your iPad.
Well, I mean, how is someone going to know where to go? It has Google Maps on it.
Yes, but I'm going to move this track. I'm going to put so much porn on your iPad.
What's going to happen is that you're going to trap me, and then a big wrecking ball is going to come out of your egg carrier, and then you're going to go from side to side to try and hit me with it.
No, I just want to wash your mess.
Well, all I'll have to do is just jump on it a couple of times, and then you'll blow up.
What are you jumping on?
Your egg carrier ship that you created because you love Sonic so much.
Shut up, Adam Owen. Shut up and masturbate for me. Do it.
Sonic does gotta. He does gotta go fast.
Yeah, if you know what I mean.
Speaking of going fast, I think I have to leave.
No,
Look what you've done, Matty. Your autism has scared Tommy away.
What did you call it?
Autasm.
Autasm.
Autasm is my favorite Phantasm sequel.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Also, yeah, I gotta electronic black death metal band.
Yeah, Adam.
That you should definitely start.
Electronic autism.
But Tommy.
Everyone has an issue with Tommy leaving, not me leaving.
Tommy. And you can go fuck off, but Tommy.
Okay.
Kiss, kiss.
Oh, no. How many people is it now?
Vid. Vid.
Yeah.
We could attack Adam.
This is my time to shine.
Yeah, tell us about your cigarettes.
Oh no, don't do that.
Stop smoking, you fucking asshole.
So Adam, what have you been playing?
It's basically gonna be, this is gonna be the part of the show which Maddie hates, because I've been playing The Wolf Amongst Us.
I really don't care, I just don't like it, the visuals.
It's interesting. I mean, I've been playing since early today, so I've been pretty much speeding through the entire story. A story that's taken months and months. I really like it. It's a proper mystery. It's a proper murder mystery.
I don't even know what it is, what it's set in.
It's one of those games where you do...
It's a Telltale game.
You know, like the zombie one. You make decisions, I think.
Oh, boy.
Those happen every now and then, but...
It's a conversation simulator.
It's a game that has a story, so you hate it.
No. Hey, the story in Dune 2 is amazing.
It's probably better in the books.
The second book is that good.
Yeah.
Oh, Adam Owen. Have you been playing a Nintendo?
Don't lie to us now.
Don't lie.
Because we'll know it.
We will bite.
Well,
I've
been on holiday, so no.
Where have you been,
yes, Adam?
Okay, we need to bring up your holiday right now.
Yeah.
There are photos of Adam Owens on his holiday. And the grin he has on his face is like, is this what humans do?
Because I'm doing it right now.
The skin is slowly sloughing off my face. Hurry, take the photo before they catch on to us.
I suffer from the same problem I think Egoraptor has, where his neck and chin decides that they want to become one.
No, I think the problem you have is that you have taken, like, you have planted bombs all over the place, and that is the face you make before you set them off.
I was like, come on, we gotta get out of here, just snap the photo, fucking,
And you just think about all the dead children going,
It's gonna be very good.
It's gonna be
good. While I'm standing next to Shrek.
Yeah.
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 And Mr. Beckham's.
Yeah.
No, you sat next to him.
I did.
Yeah. Was it a wax museum or was it the real thing?
Yes, it was Madame Tussauds Wax Museum.
Okay.
Fucking French.
It was interesting. It was a bit weird because a lot of the models there were mostly only relevant for English people going there. Yeah. As in, it was all like TV presenters that we know. It's all like sports people we know.
Did they have the Jim Will Fix It guy?
No, they did not have the Jim Will Fix It.
That would be upsetting to see him there.
I imagine they have
my children.
I imagine they have a backstage area where there's a bin labeled pedophiles. They haven't destroyed any of the models they have of all these people, but at the moment there's just a giant bin with Jimmy Savile and Rolf Harris in it.
That's his name. No, I just think he's in the bathroom. They just like holding up the paper or something.
What, like he's like a serving waiter, yes, who just holds the towels for everyone.
Yes, he's just standing in the bathroom. That's where he belongs.
And then he moves and he goes, boo!
In the boys' room.
Yeah.
I thought he just slowly melts because of the central heating.
Yeah, that is...
So it's sort of like a freaky melted version of him at this point.
The old version of him did look like a freaky melted person.
Yeah, no one could tell the difference for ages because it happens a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
This conversation went downhill the moment Andrea left.
Well, this conversation wasn't happening then, you fucking idiot. How long?
Adam, when will you get it together?
Adam, when will you take a job at the bank, take care of your kids and your wife?
Oh, okay.
When will you do that? Okay. Okay,
why aren't you taking care of your five children?
Granted, right? Me and Vid are just plowing your wife while you're at work.
Oh, yeah. Totes.
And please, you know, every time you come home from work, me and Vid are just kind of high-fiving and going out to your house. And we're just saying, we left a mess for you in there.
Are you imagining that I'm wearing, like, a bowler hat and a cane, and I'm like, honey, I'm home.
Yes.
Then you just come out and say, we've left a right mess in there.
Two foreign men coming out. We have big mustaches and gold chains.
I'll ask my wife when the tennis instructors came in. I'll assume that you are tennis instructors at this
they
point.
They were training on my backhand. Oh. I mean, she's not even trying to hide it. She has semen on her face. Like, it looks like she's been pounded 8 hours. And yeah, no, she has. That's why she needs both of us.
Hmm.
And like, yeah, you know, all of your children, you notice they have all quite pronounced, you know, back hair. But you don't have that. It's so strange. Hmm. And they're quite dark. One of them is black for some reason.
Is there anything else we can do other than questions?
Okay. I just wanted to hear Vid go do-do-do-do-do.
This is the only thing you do on a show and you never do it right.
I heard a knock. Was that you, Vid? Oh shit, what's you, Adam? Adam! Jesus, both of them left me!
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Okay, Sam, you're gonna need to edit this out. I've come
to talk with you again.
Little Sammy boy.
Because a vision softly creeping. Left its seeds while I was sleeping.
You own a knife.
And the vision that was planted in my brain.
Yeah.
Still remains.
Adam, are you back?
Alright, I'm back.
Oh, Vid is back. Vid is back.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Adam can't talk. Okay, Vid, let's use this time to make fun of him.
Okay. Adam, you're... You just don't like the right companies that I like.
Yeah, get with the right company. Okay. Dear listeners, at the moment has the worst taste in multinational corporations.
Yeah, like the ones that I like are the right ones.
Yeah.
I treat them as my friends and family.
Yeah, and they have personalities that they have cultivated cynically, and he likes the wrong ones.
Uh-huh. Like meme culture on the internet has made me like them even more because of it.
Yeah, I saw a photo of them once, and there was a dog in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a photoshop dog. I have to read one to go near it.
I don't like the "my body is ready" meme. I think it is overdone.
I think it is very overdone. Yeah. I think that they make stupid gimmicky consoles.
Oh, shit.
That, and yeah. They give up on the gimmick very quickly.
Very quickly, actually. I don't know why they even start, to be honest.
Frankly, feels like a waste of time and money.
Yeah, I mean, they could just, focus on lower grade consoles.
I mean, they are a budget company already. Are we talking about ice cream? I like ice cream.
I like ice cream too.
Whoa, Adam is back.
Did you find those questions yet?
I want to hear what your favorite flavor ice cream is first.
Mint.
Oh, you're so fucking boring. Who is your favorite Russian tyrant?
Rasputin.
He's not a tyrant, he was a mad monk. Fucking idiot.
It was so indistinguishable.
You fucking idiot. Hi, I'm Adam Owen. I like Nintendo and I don't know who Rasputin was. Shit. That's your new title.
I know who he was. He was the villain of Hellboy.
He was, actually. Sort of strange, really. Why he and Nazis were working together.
Well, they were. Get over it.
I can't, Adam. You have destroyed me for all other men. Just like what we did to your wife. Oh, goodness, it's not today. Are you ready? Are you ready for questions? Are you ready for questions?
I guess we'll be the one who answers them.
Ready for questions. I'm going to tell you questions. Okay. Elijah Byrat. That's a stupid fucking name. I didn't read this beforehand. When will Matthew Shoestring learn to pronounce my name? Never.
Well, I think, as we've just heard, that's not happening.
I mean, if he had, some pimp swag to him, maybe I would. But he clearly lacks pimp swag. So, fuck that shit.
Any other questions?
Yes, quite a few. First of all, I love you, Adam Owen.
Oh, that's good.
I do. Pucker up. Alright, we have questions on the Facebook page. Okay. Venquist asks, just a bunch of gibberish here. Why is... Whoa, Japanese names. Okay, Puella Magic Madoka Magic, the best anime ever.
The best anime ever is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I thought we got this over with.
Yeah, you fucking... Oh, Jesus Christ.
There's a bit where one of the turtles is like, I want to eat a pizza. And Whoa. Then there's another one that's like, I'm good with computers. And there's one that's like, come on, guys, we have to stop Shredder. And then there's that one that was like, fuck everyone.
Yeah.
Do
a plot synopsis of episode 52 for me.
April O'Neil discovers something.
Whoa.
And Shredder's like, I'm a giant mutated rat and I raise turtles. Turtles,
wait a fucking minute. Shredder? Splinter is the rat. Shredder is the bad guy.
Oh, my mistake.
Fucking idiot. Jesus Christ. Jesus.
That's what happens when you make characters with such similar names. And it's also what happens when I really don't care.
Shut up. It's not a very good comic. The other thing. Patrick Taylor asks, are my questions being answered?
No. Really, next.
Really not. Okay. Damn hot. Okay. Brenton Kilroy asks, what happened to Papa Boris?
I would like to know that as well.
Oh, Papa Boris has to go to Big House for a few weeks. There were no boys there. Only big, big men.
Did you make the best out of a bad situation then?
Oh, I learned many new tricks to use with new friends. Like you. You're cute. Does Mama know where little boy is?
Yes.
Oh, I have to take care of Mama as well then. Where is Papa Knife? It cost 170 euros. It's not real.
So you're going to kill me in Counter-Strike in order to...
Yes, I will break your spirit in video game, and then I will break your bottom with Venus.
At this point, you now just sound like what happens if Bane was Eastern European.
I will break you, Mr. Bats.
Yeah.
You buy two, take three.
Any other questions?
Yes. Okay. Oh, I cried a little bit there. Okay. Is that a real name?
What?
I don't think that's a real name. Marcus Hedahan. Hedahan? Do you like boring, repetitive, yes or no questions?
Alright, go ahead.
Do you like schnitzels?
Yeah.
Do you like pancakes?
Yeah.
Do you like waffles?
Yeah.
When is... Okay, this is a timed question, I think. It's more like, when are you going to do something? When is Adam Owen going to start sending me child support money?
When we actually have kids together.
I don't think we know that's already happened. Okay, a few more questions. A few more. Come on, we can do it. Guess we can do it. Come on. Share on it.
Answered them as well.
Share me what? What did you say?
You have to answer some of them as well.
Do I have to answer them?
Yes.
Okay, Adam Owen is going to start sending you the money when... okay, first of all, he needs to have some money. Have you seen him? He's very poor. He can't even afford hair. The only thing he can afford are creepy smiles and Nintendos. Creepy smiles. And I do like... I don't know if I like schnitzels, I like pancakes, and I like waffles. I accidentally, same guy, I accidentally created an amorphous blob. And no, an amorphous scented glob of semen. What do? I think you should eat it.
Yeah, go ahead, eat it.
Come on, you love semen. Marcus. I mean,
whatever you've been doing to it, that's just going to enhance the taste.
Yeah, okay, right. If you have some blood in it, maybe you have some sort of disease, it's gonna be good for you, first of all. Eat your semen, man. Even if it's not your semen, if it's like a bunch of hobos you just found on the street and ask them to wank in a can for you, you should still eat it. It's good for you. Do you agree?
Yeah. I mean, that could go well with pretty much anything.
I mean, okay, right. Adam Owen, you know what you ate today, right?
What have I eaten today? Fried chicken.
Yeah, I spunked in that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
I put it right into the deep fryer. It burnt like shit. It's really horrible, I have to say. Hmm. What would happen if you started deep fry semen, actually? We should
try. Any more questions?
Yeah, one more. Oh, three more. A bunch more. Okay, this is for you, Mr. Adams. What features will the upcoming GameCube game Adam Owens Real Fishing Challenge have?
Well, I think one of the things that's going to enhance the gameplay aspect of this game is the Dynamite expansion. Because as we shall fish as the natives of previous times once fished.
In a movie.
Yes.
Will you also sell Crocodile Dundee skins?
Well, in a way, I mean, all you would be buying is every now and then your character will say, you call that a knife. He will never expect an answer from you and he will never actually show you a knife. He just asks you, if you call that a knife, that'll be it.
Interesting.
I think it speaks to the emotional value of the game, where it asks the player, do you call that a knife? Do you call that a knife? Because after all, I mean, what would they be looking at that point? They'll be looking at the television as they play the game, and will they call it a knife?
Yeah. Wow. You're blowing my mind, man.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Next okay. question.
So I'm just going to say boobs. Okay. What developer will work on Adam Owen and the Secret of Atlantis? What is the plot?
I want it to be a David Cage game.
Whoa.
He's the only one who can give that story justice.
Oh, imagine a computerized version of your face. Wow. Whoa. I feel a bit sick now. Oh, Lordy. What is the... Okay, the plot will obviously be about... you learning your deepest and darkest sexual desires and having a very tasteful now sex scene with
I'd say with a mermaid.
Yes, but it will be played by the girl from Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, I can live with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care if she had a nose job.
No, it will be with her original nose.
Well, that's even better.
Yeah, precisely. And Patrick Swayze, the ghost of Patrick Swayze, playing his character from Ghost, will they in it?
So every now and then something will happen and we will just say that that's Patrick Swayze's ghost.
Yeah, mostly he will just come up behind you and sort of tweak your nipples. You'll see like ghost hands under your shirt lifting them up.
So what will happen is that while I'm having sex with the mermaid who looks like the girl from Dirty Dancing, I would just sort of go, oh, it feels like my nipples are being tweaked. And she's like, wait, what? And I'm like, don't worry about it. That's Patrick Swayze's ghost doing his job. It's such a diverse role for him.
Yeah. You know, human condition. What more do we need to say? Human condition.
I would love to be in a David Cage sex scene.
I want to see how he directs that. Like...
I wonder if there was one in Beyond Two Souls.
No, there were, weren't there?
Was there?
I know that she was naked for part of it. Ugh, I know.
I think that's about as good a time to wrap up because it's just us two now.
It's pretty much is. I think this has happened before when it's just the two of us in the end.
Well, I think what happened was that it was just us two and we were like, well, there's no... This happened last week, where we just said there's not much point recording because it would just be us two.
Yeah, but we're the best ones.
No, we're not.
We fucking are.
So shall we just wrap up now?
Yeah. We did all the things, the plugs in the beginning, I think.
Unless you want to plug something.
Yeah, I'll just go on my Twitter, AdamOwenFTW.
Get on that fucking Twitter. I'm going to insult him right now on it. Adam Owen.
Oh, this is coming.
Oh, it sure is. Yeah. Oh, it just happened. Whoa, you listeners. Wow.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. Majestic.
If you want to know what Manny said, you're going to have to listen next week where I shall talk about it some more.
Yes. Cliffhanger, like Twin Peaks.
Pretty much. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for listening to Podteed. Especially if you've gotten this far.
I'm sorry.
I'm not.
I am.
All right, goodbye.
Bye. Oh, Jesus. It is warm. What the fuck happened to bed? Oh, it's warm. That was not a very long episode, considering we did like half an hour of pre-rolled wank.
That's what happens when all of your cast bails on us. First it was Tommy, and then...
Andrea at the same time.
Who was it? Was it you or Vid who told Andrea to go away and never come back? Because I think that's what happened.
No, she was going to leave anyway.
Oh, okay.
They left at the same time.
And then
It just happened when I said, oh, fuck off then. That became literal.
So, yeah.
And that Sam wasn't even from... Well, he was sort of not, I think.
Well, he's recording the episode, so he's going to be recording a lot of dead air.
Yeah, that was a bit of that. And we need to get Matt on again.
He will actually talk to me about Wolf Among Us.
Whoa.
He will also talk to me about Shovel Knight.
Whoa, yeah, he will.
He'll talk to me about the games I want to talk about.
No, actually not. I'm going to shout at him and we're going to talk about XCOM.
Yes. It's really... Yeah, this is all playing into my plan.
XCOM is really good, isn't it?
It is.
It's fucking great. I would kill you on it.
Anyway, I want to go complete Wolf Among Us.
I'm going to play more. Watch more Dota.
I'm going to watch loads of Evo, so... I won't watch
Dota. That's not cool.
Yes, it is.
It's not cool.
It's the coolest.
I'm actually in the worst Dota stream right now because there's a bunch of Swedes in it that's just horrible. I hate when I talk in Swedish as well. It's just, oh, guys. It's the worst. I coughed a little bit there.
Okay, bye now. Kiss, bye. Kiss. Bye. Oh, I'm gonna pump
bye.
It. Pumpy pump.
How do I close this off?